If This World Was a Song, it's Soul Live on 91.3 WYSO, and it's my pleasure to welcome some soulful gents, Box Truck Rescue, live in the studio. Gentlemen, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are playing at that one show, which I think is hilarious.
Yep.
It's a three-day event, well, at least 2 days of music and a third day to gather your thoughts and start the work week as you get up on Sunday. It's in Belle Fountain. This weekend gets underway Friday night and Saturday night. And we'll give you more details on that. But if you would, gentlemen, Box Truck Rescue, live on Excursions.
Yeah.
Fox Truck Rescue live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Great groove. Nice work, gents.
Yeah, that was a David Draper original song.
Very nice, yeah. David.
Hello, everybody out there.
That was Phil, the drummer. If you would, David, or one of you, make an introduction for us.
Oh, well,
of all of us. I'm Nikki. Hi.
Hi. We are Box Truck Rescue, kind of out of Dayton, Yellow Springs area. Kind of formed together, what, about a year ago, guys? Something like that.
I was checking your page. It says October of 2012.
Yeah, so it's about a year.
Perfect.
moving on up, you know.
And you're Dave.
Yeah, I'm Dave.
And introduce your band there.
We got Ben on the guitar, old git fiddle over there.
Hello.
Got old Kevin on the saxophone, you know, playing some nice ditties for you.
Kevin's friend of the show. He comes around from time to time, plays for us. Thanks. Saxophone players are sweet.
Yeah, you gotta have them.
And who we have on bass?
Oh, we got Mr. Juice Tones, Justin Thomas.
I like Juice Tones.
And then old Phil Saunders on the drums, keeping beat for you,
a.k.a. P. Hill.
That last song was 412 beats and 12 beats per measure.
Precisely.
Drummer is a counter. Oh, I'm so pleased you guys could come today. Tell me a little bit about this festival. It's a dozen bands or so over the course of a two-day official music span, but also there's camping both Friday and Saturday nights. This is at the Zane Shawnee Caverns up in Belle Fountain. Tell me about how this all came together.
Well, some friends of mine that I know at the Zane Shawnee Caverns were putting on a festival, and at first Box Truck Rescue was just going to play it, and we're just going to play two nights up there. And then I kind of got asked to help and book some bands. And my friend Josh Moe asked me if I'd help him a little bit too. And I wanted to get some bands out from Yellow Springs, you know, because I'm trying to support the local music scene and everything. And, we have family from Yellow Springs, and we have the Village Fams playing as well, the hip-hop group.
Awesome.
And, so we're trying to, you know, get all sorts of genres of music there and have a lot of friends come out and everything.
Yeah, Rusty Haywackers, Purple Overcoat, yeah. Mandolin Mikey, It Is What It Is, Pooh Bah, The Bees Trees. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Yeah.
Boogie Matrix and Glowstick Willie are some good friends of mine as well, and they're a part of the scene that we're in. And
very cool.
So, yeah, we definitely are pretty excited about it, and it's kind of the beginning of something we're going to do next year. We're going to kind of try to host our own music festival there, and this is kind of the beginning of it. It's kind of the inspiration to do so next year. We've only really been working on this for like a little under 2 months, so
wow.
It was really last minute, and we had to book a lot of new bands last minute, but the band, It Is What It Is, but I think it's going to work out, and it's going to be pretty fun. And I mean, I've been putting a lot of hard work into it, and it's definitely going to pay off. It'll be fun.
It's going to be a great gathering, it's kid friendly, right? Bring the family, bring a tent.
Everything we do is
everything. Very nice. You can find out more. There is a Facebook page going up for this. If you search That One Show, or you can put Box Truck Rescue in there as well, it'll come up for you and give you the details. There's a phone number. We'll put this all up on our site as well on the Facebook page there. So pleased to have you guys live in studio. Would you hit us another one and tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, ma'am. This is going to be another David Draper song. It's something that we've been playing now for probably like 3 months. It's a song called Driving Down the Road.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I love that song. That's great. Box Truck Rescue live on Excursions. They're live on stage along with the... What's that? What's he say? What's that? What?
He speaks of the ticket giveaway.
He does speak of that. Well, let's do it at the end, shall we?
All right.
Yeah?
Indeed.
Yeah, we'll do that. The very last thing, after everyone's got a nice, good taste of some of the goodness that's coming their way. Friday night and Saturday night, it's at Zane Shawnee Caverns up in Bell Fountain. It's called That One Show. If you search that on Facebook, a whole page will come up. There's a number where you can call for tickets, or you can stay close, and we'll have some tickets available to you. Do you think we could do a family four-pack when the time comes? Think that'd be all right?
Potentially, I'll have to talk to my my management on that.
Well, we'll at least do a pair. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely doing a pair for the giveaway.
At least.
Oh, yeah,
all right. Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Yes.
That's fine. Again, it's Friday and Saturday night. Okay, you got to tell me, Box Truck Rescue. And it, by the way, is that hard for you to say? Did you pick it because it's hard, or is it just me?
No, it's just the only name we could think of at the time that, like, really meant something, or it was like relevant, you know.
Can you explain it to me? Because
story, you know,
I don't. To me, it's like it seems like a bad scene where a semi went off the road and they had to bring in cranes.
It was very close to something that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a box truck that was off the a box truck that came and rescued us, and
oh,
it was my van that was off the side of the road. Me, Phil, and Dave were in a band before.
Lean over to that microphone. Yeah, you were in a band before. You say?
Me, Phil, and Dave were in a band before, and over in West Virginia, and we got stranded on the side of the road there. And my old Ben here came along with our trusty old backup box truck and rescued us. So, that kind of, long story short,
we all piled in for a 6-hour drive home in the back of it, I think.
I didn't know them at the time. I was like just kind of a random person getting sent on a random mission to go help these guys, and that's how I met them. And
we were actually supposed to give him a ride, and we couldn't find him.
Yeah, they ditched me at the place we were before, and I didn't know them. This was like somebody else was setting this up for us, for me to get a ride home. And they left me, and then somebody said, well, take this box truck and go pick them up. And you know, I did, and they were all on the side of the road. They were hit. I mean, they
were there for like
Phil
two
was
and
like
half,
throwing up
hours.
Sick or something.
Oh, no. So a box truck is like one of these, like a U-Haul type of thing, like that size, like a smaller, not quite a semi.
Yeah.
Well, that's a strangely beautiful story.
Yeah.
And now we're all BFFs.
Aww.
Forevs.
Well, it comes around nicely. Box Truck Rescue. Well, now I see. Now I see. It was an act of goodness and kindness.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. If you would play us another, I'd be much obliged, and we will have a pair of tickets to give away when they're done. Tell us a little bit about it, will you?
Yes, ma'am. This next song is called Trying to Find. It's an original song I wrote. And I guess really the meaning of the song is just really do what makes you happy and, you know, live a good life. That's pretty much what I was feeling when I wrote this song. I was feeling good, so.
I love it. Box Truck Rescue live on Excursions.
Trying to find.
Box Truck Rescue live on 91.3 WYSO. I bet your practices are an awful lot of fun.
Yeah, awful lot of something.
You can see the fruit of their practices, of their great work this weekend. It's a part of a two-day event up in Belle Fountain. It's called That One Show. It's at the Zane Shawnee Caverns. I'm going to put all the information, including the phone number to call, if you'd like to pick yourself up a pair of tickets. That'll be on the WYSO Facebook page. It's a whole bunch of great bands from right here in Yellow Springs and the surrounding area. Heading up the road a little bit for a camping two-day event. You were going to say something.
Gin-soaked Angels is going to be there. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, great.
I mean, those are some friends of mine, so I don't want to fail to mention them.
Gin-soaked Angels, Amnesiac, Emily and the Lost Cat Ramblers will be there.
And Friday is my birthday, so bring me a present.
That's Phil, the drummer's birthday. Hey! How old will you be, Phil? Come on.
28 years old.
Yay. Congratulations. 214th. It's a good place to be. I'm so pleased. It's a good place to be in the studio right now. I'm so pleased you guys could come by today. Box Truck Rescue. You guys have a website other than the Facebook page, which you have a nice one going there?
Not yet. We do not now.
Well, you'll get it and you'll let me know.
Yes,
indeed. And I'll spread the word. So I hope you have plans to record because it's a nice sound.
Yeah, we have started recording an EP. And it is nowhere near being done. It hasn't been mastered or anything yet. But we got a lot more work to do on it. And, you know, we've got enough material now for a small album. But we want to come out with, at least 14 songs or something on a CD. You know, we want to make it a good, long album. We want to have all of our songs, too. We don't want to, focus just on, one genre of music necessarily. You know, me and Dave write a lot of acoustic music, and, we really want to mix it up on there and actually, focus on writing the most quality album that we can and feeling satisfied with it and don't want to rush it,
Good. Well, when that does get done, you let me know. Book a show. We'll help get that great CD release word out. What a pleasure. Phil, Justin, otherwise known as Juice Tones, David, Ben, Kevin, an absolute delight. Good luck this weekend. I'm sure it's going to be great fun.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
All right, we'll take lucky caller 13 at 769-1998. We'll give you a pair of tickets to the show. Caller 13, that's a local call, 937-769-1998, 769-1998. We'll go to some brand new Blind Boys of Alabama from a delayed Wednesday premiere. Check it out, brand new, and go to the phone. Give us a call, 769-1998. Box Truck Rescue. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Nikki. Really appreciate it.